This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 76. I need more cowbell.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Could you come in here for a second, please?
That was going to be a great track. Guys, what's the deal?
Are you sure that was sounding okay?
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell.
All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, people.
Ho, 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 everybody. It's Black Friday. Though you're not getting this podcast till Monday. But, yeah, it's Black Friday.
Yeah, and it's not just because there are black people running about on Friday, but it's...
No.
It's because...
It's much more than that, actually.
It runs deeper than that. It's very commercial.
Mm-hmm. I bet a lot of you guys were up at 4 a.m. this morning, running to your local, you know, electronics, gaming, bookstores, perhaps, for all of your holiday needs.
Perhaps.
Maybe getting a sweater.
Mm.
Or maybe, oh, I don't know, something cool, like stuff that our sponsor does.
Which sponsor is that?
Velocity Micro.
Oh, that's right. Velocity Micro. Can't forget them. They make bomb-ass PC, home, and mobile gaming machines.
Mm-hmm. And you can find them at your local Circuit City, which you guys could have been, like, stalking at midnight this morning.
Night. I always get confused, because, like, it's midnight.
No, it's 12 a.m.
It's 12 a.m., so it's that morning.
Because the 12 during the day is the p.m.
Right, but I always get confused because it happens at night, and so you're like, oh, what are you doing tonight? And I'm like, you mean this morning? And they're like, no, tonight. And I'm like, well, brain freeze, but... What never freezes is the Velocity Micro machine that I have. So if you are looking for a bomb-ass machine to run Vista Ultimate, which we all know is the only version of Vista you should even attempt to try and run, check out Velocity Micro at velocitymicro.com and tell them that the chicks from the Electric Sisterhood sent you. Because we did.
Who knows? They might tell you happy holidays, but you're not going to get any discounts or anything. But that's okay, because telling them about us means you care.
And caring.
And we care. That you care.
And caring and sharing. I refuse to do the Care Bear call because Care Bears are racist bastards. We've established that.
And for the person who actually asked us if we are referencing the truth, watch them.
Yeah.
And you can see all the bears want nothing to do with the Care Bear cousins. Racist? I think so.
They're segregationists. The Care Cousins couldn't live in, you know, Care Bear land. They had to stay in the little Care Bear jungle. That's not fair.
No.
They're elitist, segregationist bastards.
That care about humans.
Yeah, segregation is wrong.
And the environment.
But besides that, you can't be great to other races and hate on your own. That's just not cool.
People do it, but that doesn't make it okay.
But it's worse when fictional, cuddly characters who are designed to teach children about sharing and the wonderful... feelings of caring and being good to each other do it.
Good point.
Thank you very much. So with that, we have a little bit of business. Keep checking us out on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, Panda.
Which is esh.mobi.
How do you spell it?
esh.mobi.
Yep, short address will bounce you to the long one. So if you're drunk or you just can't remember electricsisterhood.com, just put in esh.mobi to your browser and it will bounce you straight on over to us. You can read what we write. You can listen to previous episodes of the podcast. Subscribe in iTunes if you like. And through commenting, start a dialogue with us or use the hit us up link. You could win candy or a t-shirt or, like our lucky commenter, Ricky, win the Legendary Edition copy of Halo 3.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Ricky.
Woohoo!
So what I'm going to need from you, Ricky, is to use the hit us up link on the website because I need to actually get your mailing address so that I can send you this copy. And once you email, I will email you back with how to verify that you are actually the owner of the comment that won. And then you will get your Legendary Edition with the Master Chief bust and everything. So congratulations. See, people do win. And they will actually get their stuff.
But only if they post.
Yes. And Ariel, we only haven't forgotten about comment. You and your candy. I've just been kind of a lazy asshole and haven't gotten to the post office box. So, not so much lazy asshole. Overworked asshole, I think, is where I want to go.
Yes, overworked would be much more appropriate.
Yeah, yeah. So, I will definitely get your candy in the mail, and you will have it. So, congratulations to the winners.
Yay!
So, right now, that's all the business that I have for the website. So, I think I'm going to take the Mic of a Thousand Truths, which right now looks like USB drum kit.
And I'm going right.
to kind of put it in between the both of us. And we're just going to kind of rap over the drum kit. Does that sound fair enough, Panda?
I guess, if you want to.
Do you want to hold the sticks, or do you want me to hold the sticks?
No, you can hold the sticks.
I can't guarantee that I won't try to drum if I'm holding the sticks, though.
Oh, no. I'm just going to pull out this microphone, USB microphone, and just kind of hold it in a power stance.
Oh, I love the power stance.
Just because I can.
Yeah. So, just in case you guys haven't figured out, we're going to be talking about Rock Band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has it. I don't. She's cool. And I'm lame.
You're not lame. I just have a gold card. That's the difference between the two of us.
Ninja Sister can afford...
No, I can't. I just have a gold card. I didn't say I could afford it. I said I have a gold card. say yes to everything.
Rock Band. It came out this week. Yeah. It's been sweeping the nation.
It's the new craze that's sweeping across the nation. From coast to coast,
it's like
kids,
a syringe hitting your arm. It is addictive. Yeah. And it's not mine. And I want it. And I want it bad.
Okay. If you're not aware, because I don't know how to follow that up, Rock Band is the next evolution in the Guitar Hero chain, even though it's not really the evolution of the Guitar Hero, because, you know, I'm still getting used to Red Octane being bought by Activision, but Harmonix being bought by MTV Networks.
So, the wars are beginning.
Yeah. So they
will own who in the end?
And so they split everything off. So, for instance, the last Guitar Hero game was actually done by Activision NeverSoft, while Rock Band is actually the first thing out of Harmonix for MTV
TV
games.
Yeah, I know.
Which is a division that has been kind of floundering. They made a couple of their music beat generator games, and one of the beat generator games is actually pretty good, but then they kind of dropped it because Harmonix was underneath Red Octane spanking its ass with Amplitude and Frequency. And then
spankity spank, spank, spankity spank, spank.
Exactly. And then the first two Guitar Hero games. So I still get so confused because I think of them as one company and really coming from, you know, the brainchild of Harmonix, but they're not. So Rock Band is through Harmonix via MTV Games. It is an evolution in that it is a 4-person multiplayer game.
Yes, it can. Multiplayer. We like playing with other people.
Oh, yes. The sisters like to play with other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's always better in an orgy. I mean, party. Group.
Well, you're a whore. Anyway.
I'm not a whore because I don't do it for money.
This game calls for a unity between players.
Yes.
Because not only are you just a band, but you are a band who has to share one TV.
Yes.
You are a band that has to cramp yourself into a bedroom or a small, small living room.
Or a big living room.
If you're rich. You are a band of epic proportions.
You are a band on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
So basically...
You're right.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Okay. Basically what happens, the mechanics are, when you buy the bundle, which is all you can buy right now, and as we speak, the only bundles that you can buy are for the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3, and we'll get to how that's going to change in a second.
Yeah.
You get a lead guitar, or they could play bass guitar, in the box. It is a...
Kramer.
Fender. No, no. It's a Fender Stratocaster.
It looks like a Kramer.
Yeah, no, it's a Fender Stratocaster.
Oh.
So yeah, so the guitar is a Stratocaster. You get a drum kit, and you get a USB microphone.
They're all USB, by the way.
Yes, they are all USB, and it comes with a cheapy little USB hub, so you can hook it into your system, but it does exist. The drum kit actually goes together pretty quickly and is adjustable for height. So if you have a tall drummer or you know...
You have a Ninja Sister drummer?
Fuck you very much. Yeah. You can accommodate their height so that, you know, their arms aren't tired all the damn time. The same thing for their leg. The first thing that I'll tell you about the guitar is that if you've played any other Guitar Hero game... It's going to take you a little bit to get used to this guitar.
Why? I thought it was easy.
The fret isn't as pronounced, so it's very easy to lose your fingers because instead of having a single line bump that you can find, the middle note or the yellow note, it's got these three little raised, almost like braille bumps. The keys don't actually sit up.
Nope, they're actually in the neck.
They're in the neck. So it's very easy to lose your place.
Now, I know a lot of people were worried because they had heard that there were 10 buttons on the neck.
Yes.
But apparently they're interchangeable.
No.
So, no?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah. So here's the deal. Because I tested
Well, then how's
this.
That going? Because when I was playing with my testers, at one point he was playing on the top one, but then he played on the bottom ones and it was still hitting.
Right, because the bottom ones you use for solos. So oh. There's a specific piece when you're playing through the game, because they won't work if you hold them and strum them any other time. When part of your path, when you're playing guitar, turns blue, that's the indicator to move to those lower notes to play a solo. When you have the Stratocaster and you go into the solo section, all you have to do is press the notes at the right time on the key, the frets at the bottom. You don't have to strum.
Wow.
So you literally, you're just doing fingering of frenzy. If you're playing the game and you don't have the Stratocaster, then you can still use your top notes at the top of the guitar, but you do have to strum. So the only interchangeable is you can still use the notes up at the top and strum and not move your hand down to the bottom, which is what I've been doing because I lose my place. But they're the other way around. You can't use the... thinner.
Top without strumming.
Right. So you
can, but the bottom ones you can.
But only in a solo section.
Only in solo sections.
So you can't use the ones at the bottom, the ones made for solos, and strum and play regular notes. They don't fire. I found that out when I failed a song. I was like, oh, son of a bitch, I can't just stay down here and keep playing.
Yeah.
So they are not completely interchangeable.
Interchangeable.
I find the whammy bar to be better.
Yeah, it is a lot looser, I feel.
And because of the angle, I think it's because it is a little bit bent, you're less likely to actually break it. It just feels a lot more comfortable. My problem with the strum bar is that it's not as loose as previous ones, so you do really have to strum very hard. I find, in order to trigger notes. So,
I did not have a problem with the guitar aspect. Believe it or not, for me, when I was playing with my group of testers, because guy was just so excited that he got his, that he wanted to play it ASAP.
Right.
And he wanted to do guitar, obviously, and his girlfriend wanted to do vocals, which left me... and one other person that I was there with that night to decide who would do drums.
Yeah.
And I won. Yeah. But I didn't realize that you have to use the pedal. So now not only are you using your right and your left hand to hit the sequences of there, but then if there's the orange line, you have to hit
the pedal for the kick drum. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, it was insane, but I loved it.
See, I haven't played drums yet. I've been kind of staying away from
it. Oh, well, at first I didn't realize what that was, so I kept missing it. And I'm like, why am I in the red already? I haven't missed, a hit.
All right.
And I was like, oh, that's what that's for.
Yeah. Yeah, when we first played, we jumped right in. And we didn't do any tutorials because we're like, tutorials are for bitches. And then after
editorials
we,
for pussies.
Yes. And then after we failed the song, my singer and my drummer, I was like, you guys should probably do some tutorials because the guitar really hasn't changed that much, but.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, for those of us who, have been doing some karaoke style games, vocals were extremely easy.
Yeah. Well, it was really funny because when I was, playing with my friends, we got to one song that the guy that was doing lead vocals didn't know, Maps, and I'm like, oh my God, I know that song. And so after we failed it, I was like, dude, just hold the mic to my face and I will sing it and play guitar at the same time.
You just totally went badass.
Yeah, I totally got it.
You're like a diva. You're a rock diva.
I am.
No one likes rock divas, okay?
Everyone likes rock divas. Every band needs to have one. But it was really funny because we finished the song, and so both the vocals and the lead guitar were at 95%. That was me. And my drummer was at, 67. I was like, aw, you're lame. I think we need to audition a new drummer. That, and we need to do rehearsals, guys. We can't go on the road in the shape that we're in.
See, my band... We made them all girls, which I absolutely loved, by the way. And I mean, I don't mean like, oh, we can change the color of their outfit that they're wearing, like with Guitar Hero. No. I mean, you can make them really, really tall and make them really, really, really skinny. Or you can make them a big, busty Amazon. No, mind you, these are girls because we only made a girl band. So I don't know what the options are for guys. But
yeah, we made a girl and a guy. So you can just make your guy like a broad, like... Lars Umlauti kind of guy, but not as heavy. I think that's one thing that I was complaining about, is that you can't make a fat rocker.
Well, because how many fat rockers do you know? Outside of Blues Traveler, and they're not really rock.
Well, I mean, it could happen.
I haven't seen it happen yet.
I mean, like, chunky. Unless... I'm not like, fat boys fat, but I mean, like, not every rocker is like heroin thin. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. But they allow you in this game to be an Afro-American.
Yeah.
You could be African-American and rock. I was in gamer heaven.
Yeah, I know.
Because I got to choose what the vocalist looked like, because at first when I was playing, I was the vocalist. So I'm like, yeah, she's going to be black. I'm like, keep going. Darker. Okay, a little lighter. All right, there. And... because when you hook up the microphone, you still have to use the controller.
Yeah, it took us a while to realize that.
Yeah, us too. They don't give you a whole, like, you have to have a, they don't tell you.
No, I thought it was really weird, because, when you look at the book, they have, like, the, all the controllers you need, and, the first one shows you the controller. I'm like, yeah, I'm not playing with the controller. So I'm like, all right, this is how I hook up the guitar, this is how I hook up the drums, and then the mic's hooked up, and I'm like, why isn't it registering?
I know.
I don't get it.
So, and at one point, we played a practice, and we're like, sorry, vocals, you can't play right now until we figure this out. And then we figured it out, and then she got to play, so she was happy. But we just, because we all wanted to get a feel for what each thing was like, so we would change in between songs. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, the person's house that we were at, we were in a relatively cramped bedroom with a giant bed. So I took his computer chair and set up the drums, in the back.
Yep.
Now, sad thing is, when you're the guitarist, they tend to stand, because real guitarists don't sit down.
Right.
Unless you're, a folk guitarist who can afford to do that.
Yeah.
So he's sitting in there, and he's swaying, and he's getting into it. And, and here I am in the back on drums saying, I can't see, dude. And he's like, what? I'm jamming. I'm like, I can't see the notes, dude. So then he'd have to move, and then the vocals are like, oh my God. Because at one point, I don't know if anyone who hasn't played this yet, there are some points where the vocalist doesn't really have words,
yeah.
But to keep time, you have to make sounds into your microphone when this little node hits a line.
Well, not only do you make noise, but you can actually smack the mic and it'll act like a tambourine.
Yeah. Oh, okay, because we were all just like making noises into the microphone.
Yeah, when the gold thingy comes up, that's when they can freestyle and make notes. But when you see the little circles coming by on the notes, you're supposed to smack the mic and it'll actually make like a tambourine sound or, depending upon the song, cowbell.
That's awesome.
Because it was really awesome. We were playing one song and it came up and it was cowbell. And I was like, I need more cowbell. I'm not feeling the cowbell.
I need more cowbell. That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, we didn't know that. We were just like, let's just rock out.
Yeah.
You know, and we get, and our issue with it that we were having, because we made through the first venue, and you start in Boston. So, Bostonians.
Fuck yeah, Boston.
Fuck yeah, Boston.
It's wicked.
So you're like, hell fucking yeah. So, you know, we get through all the songs, and it's like, oh, you can play different establishments. Well, that's cool. Except we weren't getting any new songs, which was getting a little irksome for us, because we're like, we want more songs.
Okay, so did you play the mystery venues?
No, okay. I don't think we made it to the mystery venue.
Okay, so when you're playing the game, you basically have, like, the first song that you can play. You can do anything that's listed there. So you can make a set, and it will show you a couple of songs. And then it has one where the last one is, like, a mystery set where they request songs. You need to do the mystery sets, because that's where some additional songs will start popping up.
Ah.
See, so the additional songs actually show up with a little blue note next to them, or a little blue circle. So you want to make sure that you play at least one song, do a custom set, and then do the mystery set at the end. Because in the mystery set, that's where additional songs show up. So, like, we got the Bon Jovi song, and then... And then also the... oh, I can't remember what the song is. It's the long-ass song. The Forever song. It's hard as hell for the drummer. I feel bad for the drummer.
Man, I know.
I feel for the drummer.
Though I have to say, though, during those freestyle parts where you're on the drum where you just bang, and as long as you hit, like, that last green.
Yeah.
It's, like, the most awesome thing ever. Because, like, I'm sitting there, and I'm just banging, and I'm just and I was all like, at the end, I just threw the drumsticks on the ground, and I'm like, now that was bomb. I'm going to the bathroom. Excuse me.
Well, I just love that, you know, that the big rock endings happen on some songs together so that everyone's just wailing away and drumming at the same time, and that as long as everyone hits that final note, not just the drummer, that you get the points for it. So yeah, that's where the solo notes come in, because whenever you have the big rock finish at the end of the songs, you basically go nuts. You don't have to strum. You can just tap the keys over and over and over again. As long as you see that last one and you strum it, you're good. So we were able to, at one point, get a really nice big rock finish that went over 10,000 points. And we were like, yeah! Buckety!
It was indeed... Rockalicious.
Well, and that's the thing.
And when you play for too long, though, like, we started at maybe, like, 5. Mm-hmm. And by 9, we're just like, let's keep going, man. Let's just do it. Let's – one more for the road. One more for the road, because eventually I had to go home.
Yeah.
So I'm like, one more. Let's do it. Let's just do it. And we're like, let's rock our old venue. And we went all the way back to Boston.
How far did you go? Because we only went to Chicago.
I think we went to New York.
Okay. Now, but did you ever get to the point where it's like, you need to kick up the difficulty, otherwise you're not going to get any more fans?
I think that popped up. But I think our big issue was we would start getting those offers from the managers, like, if you could get 5 stars. So we're like, yeah, we can do that. And, like, we would be so close, but, you know, because then all of a sudden the drummer's parts were getting more and more complicated, and she was on easy.
Yeah.
So it's like, wow, they're not fucking around with us anymore.
No, I'm terrified of drumming on medium, because I was watching my drummer on easy, and I was like, fuck, that's not easy.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
But anyway, as you can probably tell by the way we're talking about it, we really, really like where this is going.
Oh, it's fun. I mean, multiplayer, getting together with a group of people both in your house and with the next-gen systems, being able to do it online, this is going to be great.
For those of us who don't have gold cards, who can buy the next-gen consoles, we're really disappointed that this game was only going to be for the next-gens, and we're going to leave us...
And even at that, it wasn't all the next-gens. It was only Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, no Wii version.
So Wiis were not going to get the in on Rock Band. Well, the Wii still isn't getting in, but the PS2 is.
Yeah.
So everyone who's been saving up their pennies to
and
get a next-gen...
that's a lot of pennies.
Yeah, that's like
a lot.
Yeah, let's not go into how many actually. But you can kind of stop. Because now you don't have to get a whole new gen console plus the game packet. You can just get the game for PS2.
Yeah.
However, the clink, the one issue with the fact that they're doing this for the PS2 is that there will be no online component.
Yeah, no
which
downloadable
really sucks,
content.
Which is the big thing about this game that made it so desirable.
No WHO downloadable track pack for you.
That's right. So you know what? Like, I'm on a mission to save money so that I can get myself an Xbox 360.
Are you on a mission from God?
No.
Alright.
I'm on a mission from my gamer's loins.
The loins of your gamer team.
Yes, my gamer loins were like, you know what, Panda? I know you love your PS2, and it loves you, but sometimes love withers and dies.
Sometimes you gotta let something go, and if that thing comes back to you, well then, it was meant to be.
To be. That's right. And Panda's been going shopping, because it's Black Friday, with Mama Panda.
Mama Panda!
And she's been seeing the bundles, and seeing the joy on people's faces when they're lugging it because it's hella fucking huge.
Yeah, it's a big ass bundle.
And she felt a tinge of pain.
Aw, tinge.
Because she's been so dedicated to her PS2.
I know, but what have you been rewarded with, huh?
Guitar Hero.
Do you have downloadable content for Guitar Hero?
No.
I've got downloadable content for Guitar Hero.
Yeah, you suck. But anyway. So I had a talk with my PS2 today.
Uh-oh.
And I think he understands. Or at least I hope he understands.
I mean, did you leave his friends?
What do you mean? Yes. Yes, we left his friends. He paid for lunch.
Good.
You know, I gave him the hug.
Right.
And
but
right
not
now.
The kiss, right?
No, because that's just asking for trouble.
Right.
But right now, since we're kind of sharing the apartment, we're just going to let it slide.
Right.
You know, and we're going to wait till the lease is up.
Okay.
And then he's going to move upstairs.
Okay. So, I mean you're going to be able to be amicable. I mean, you'll see each other every once in a while, and it'll be pleasant.
Yes, yes. We'll be very cordial
and
respectful, but we're not going to pull on, some salt onto the wounds.
Right. You're not going to revisit the past.
No. Nope, we're going to walk, we're going to move on.
Okay.
We're going to move along, just like the All-American Rejects,
okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good, because, you know, not a lot of people know how to, you know, end that kind of serious relationship, you know?
Well, I've been with my PS2s for a while, since I've gone through a couple, because one caught on fire. Don't ask me how that happened.
I know how it happened.
And then one went blind. And now
and that
this
was hard.
One.
I know that was a hard one to deal with because, you know, how do you say goodbye when somebody's, you know, hurting? You know?
Yes, exactly. But, you know, he understands that sometimes other things are just very tempting and
well,
he could
grown.
Force
me. You've just
he
grown.
He could force me to stay, but he'd know I'd learn to resent him.
Yeah,
and
you
he
don't
doesn't
do that.
And he doesn't want that either.
Well, that's good. That's good that you guys are able to get to that point. Because there's a lot of people that just, you know, they hang around in the relationship and, you know, each is left unfulfilled and eventually gets ignored and, you know, then starts acting up and just bad things happen when, you know, just a little bit of communication up front.
Well, you know, he was a little upset when the Wii came to move in with us. He really thought that it was going to be over for him and I, and I was trying to tell him that that's not what it was about. It was just about me experimenting, and, you know, for a while he didn't want to talk to me, but he got over that hump, and he'll get over this one too, I hope.
Yeah. And you know, if not, I mean, he'll have his own place upstairs, and who knows? Other people may come into his life, and, you know, it'll
they
work
might
out for the best.
Love him as much as I have.
Yeah.
And that's all I would want for my PS2.
Yeah. That's good. That's good that you only want good things for your PS2. Because you don't want to get to the point where you're just resentful and wishing that it would just die and its optical drive would just stop working. That's just never a healthy place to be for either of you.
So no, exactly.
My big thing with Rock Band is I think that it's just going to be a fun game. I'm already organizing a party, calling it the Rockpocalypse.
Oh, God.
And I'm
we called ourselves the V's because we all had vaginas.
Oh, nice.
We thought we liked it. It was catchy.
Yeah, I was all upset because I named my band RTFM. Read the fucking manual. And after I made the name, it was like, okay, the name that you picked really isn't very classy. For a band name, as far as, like, the online content is concerned. So, you can keep playing with it locally, but if you decide to, like, go online or whatever, you're gonna have to rename the band.
Wow. They told you your band name was too risque, and it was only letters.
I was like, damn, they know what RTFM means. Fuck.
I think they just didn't like the F part.
No, because you could have
been RTM... That would have been pretty cool, too.
Yeah, read the manual. No, read the fucking manual, okay? With all the tech help I do, read the fucking manual before.
See, I would have done, you know, www. No, I don't even know what I would have done. I would have been www.googleit.com, but, like, abbreviated it. That would have been pretty cool. I think that'd be awesome.
So now I've got to think of, like, a new... band name for when I do tackle the online, but the thing that I really like about Rock Band is that it just encourages people to play together, like with each other, as opposed to like against each other.
Make rock, not war.
Exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Gears of War. I love Halo and all that stuff, but you know, I play with a few people against a bunch of other people, and all I want to do is totally annihilate them. Whereas in Rock Band, I'm going to play with people, and all I want to do is totally beat the computer at the song and prove that I fucking rock. Because I do.
And do you?
I do.
And do you?
I do. Seriously,
you do?
I rock.
You do?
I do. Like, awesome. there's no question about it. I rock so hard. Like, if I was a dude, I would probably impregnate all the chicks around me just by them being in the vicinity of my rockitude.
I didn't want to picture you with a penis. Thank you.
Hey, but I'm trying to be creative and think outside the box here.
Yeah, you were totally thinking outside of the box. Your box.
Ew.
That was disgusting.
That was disgusting.
But anyway, getting back to your box.
Getting back.
Please.
My soap box, because that's what I'm standing on preaching. If you know anyone who likes rhythm games at all, and has a next-gen console, because I think the lack of the downloadable content and the lack of online play is really going to make it a very solitary experience, probably not really worth the bundle on the PS2 version, in all honesty, because unless you can get together a group of people all the time, you know...
Granted, you can play in solo where you can be one...
You can play in solo mode where you can be one, but after you master solo guitar and solo... Drums and solo vocal. I mean, where do you go from there? Are you gonna go back and replay everything as solo? I don't think so.
That would suck.
You know, and so unless you can get a steady group of people to be coming over all the time, you know, I just see it as being a solitary experience because there is no online component. You know, at least for the days that I don't have friends that can come over and play, I can get online and I can decide today, or at least for this hour, I'm going to do vocals. So I can jump in and be paired up with a guitarist, a bass guitarist, and a drummer, and we can just go at it. And I like that.
Cool.
You know, and then you tap off the fact that on the Xbox 360 you get achievements. So there goes your gamer score. I finally got my gamer score over 2,000, which has taken me forever because I have no time to play any freaking games. But I'm like, hot damn! I'm not a poser!
I'm not very happy at the fact that you have this game and I don't.
Don't hate on me because I'm rock beautiful.
Yeah, okay.
Don't hate the player, hate the game!
No, I love the game. I hate the player because she's you and she's not me. And everyone else is playing. Right now, you're not on my Panda Thinks You're Awesome list. Panda's fucking envious of you. That's the list you guys are all on.
Well, there's worse lists to be on. It could be Panda Wants to Take a Shit on the list. I don't want to be on that list. But the other thing that I got to play, which we both have seen a little action on as well, is Assassin's Creed. Because it also came out. It came out a little bit before Rock Band, but I finally got my Gamefly copy in. And I gotta tell you, I'm a little disappointed.
Hey, I only saw it after we were done rocking out and our hands were sore. And graphic-wise, it was stunning.
Yeah.
It was graphic, visually stunning. Yeah. I really was like, holy crap. You know, and granted, even the visuals in Rock Band, like, I don't know if you know, when you're too busy looking at your, like, scroller to pay attention to your band, but your vocalist is actually singing the words.
Yeah.
Like, their mouth is not just moving up and down like in Guitar Hero. It is actually singing the words, which means they put a lot more emphasis in detail and structure in this game. So it's even visually even more beautiful than Guitar Hero was.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But Assassin's Creed's definitely a gorgeous-looking game. I just found it to be, and again, this is just because I've played the opening level, a little boring. I mean, first of all...
Do you not like the idea of praying? Praying's...
I have a problem with praying being the way that I can pass by anybody. Like, just anybody. They're looking for you because you're dead. You just killed somebody. Oh, I'm just going to pray and blend into the crowd and they're not going to see me. And then they don't. First of all, I didn't like the fact... Okay, so here's something. It actually, the reason why the little glowy thing pops up around people is because you're tracing through a memory of an ancestor of yours. Because you're kind of in the future and not in the past.
What?
Did you not watch the opening movie?
No, I was in the bathroom.
Okay, so here's how it starts. All right, you see Altair just kind of standing around in like this mist and this ethos. He's just kind of standing there. And then the next thing you see, he's just kind of sort of slowly bumping into people. And you hear voices talking like off in the distance above you. Talking about they need to take you out and that you're not responding well to the treatment. And you're like, as soon as I heard that, I'm like, oh, motherfucker, this is going to take place in the present day. I'm living through a motherfucking dream.
Oh, wow.
And sure enough, you wake up and you're strapped down to a table in, like, the future. And there's a bitch on the computer and this other doctor. And they're like, no, you need to dive deeper. We're able to actually trace memories, but not just memories you have, but through your DNA, trace memories of your ancestors. And our company is looking for something that one of your ancestors may know about. And that ancestor is Altair.
Ah.
So you're not even, like, actually in that time period. You're reliving a memory of an ancestor.
From a great ancestor.
Right. Which is why, like, the double helix.
Whose DNA just happens to be in you.
Right. And so what you're doing is reliving, or trying to relive, these memories of Altair. Which is why when you look at people, they have, like, that tech glow around them, and you see, like, little double helixes and shit fly out from around them. It's because you're scanning them using your futuristic power, but reliving the memory, which is why it has you scan forward through the memory. And then, so, you're like, well, if I can scan forward through a memory, why can't I scan forward so I can get to where it is that I need to go, as opposed to having to, like, get on a horse? And then I have to pray on the horse so I can get past people, so I can blend in with the crowd. I'm like...
It's like- Dear entity, nobody's... please let this horse make it through all these people.
Exactly. And you're just like, son of a bitch. So you play through the first level, and one of the things that you have to do is you have to find these viewpoints, which usually is at the top of some kind of temple. that you have to climb.
That makes sense. Viewpoints are usually from high places.
Now, climbing in this game is actually really cool because you actually climb like a person would, like a rock climber would. So there aren't ladders all over the place. You actually scale buildings and you find handholds and you grip onto them and you can hang off and look and that kind of stuff.
Spider guy.
Dude, seriously. And so Altair actually moves like a real human. So I give them credit for that.
Is he bitten by a radioactive spider?
No. But he is a trumped up memory of some dude. And I love the fact that like if you kill somebody in the city and then the guards see you and they come after you, they keep chasing you. If you're in
so they never stop?
Yeah, so if you're in their line of sight, they keep chasing you. If you crawl up a building, they'll crawl up the building too.
Holy fuck!
If it's a high building and you're climbing it, they'll actually grab rocks and throw rocks at you to try and knock you off to bring you back to the ground.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I found out the hard way. I'm like, I'll just hang up here and you can't get me. And I'm like,
Bad boys.
What are you gonna do? And then they hit me with a rock and I'll tell your spell. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? Did they just throw a rock at me?
Like the fucking popo are throwing rocks at me? I don't think so.
And so,
like, I'll cut you, motherfucker. I'll cut you.
Exactly. But, and so all of that aspect, the amount of detail that was put into it is great. The actual gameplay, though, it just takes so long to get where you need to go and you know, your objectives aren't necessarily fleshed out for you very well. Like, with any town you go into, there's a bunch of viewpoints. So you finally find the building, you scale up the building, you get to the top, you synchronize so it can basically keep a running catalog for your map to see where you've been, and it can find all the hiding spaces and things like that. There are times you got to pickpocket people, but there's no real direction of, okay, well, after I pickpocket them, where am I supposed to take the shit that I just got off of them, or who am I supposed to go after? And
How do you get money in the game, though?
I haven't gotten any money yet in the game.
All right, because I know, like, watching one of our testers who's played Resident Evil 4 for us on the Wii, mm-hmm. you know, like, he kept getting all these gems, and he's like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with these? And then there was this random, freaky, Australian-sounding dealer who's like, what are you buying? And, like, the vocals were just, that guy's vocals were fucked up. But, like, he just randomly would show up in the oddest of places, and he would just sell him the gems. So I didn't know if you got money in this game or...
I haven't gotten any money yet in the game. The battling system is very simple. It's literally one button to attack, one button to evade, and then multiple people will attack you at once. So you have to learn how to evade very well so that you don't get stabbed by somebody behind you.
Is the main guy who you play because he's a memory, is he actually an assassin?
Altair... Like, The guy that you are in the future that's reliving the memory of Altair, or are you talking about Altair, the actual...
Altair, the guy.
Is an assassin.
Okay.
Part of the assassin.
Because now that makes sense, Assassin's Creed with the praying.
Right.
Praying and
Well, they have a creed, and it's really funny because it's one of the first things that you set up. To not kill innocents, and above all else, to not do anything that would put the...
organization.
Group, yeah, in peril. And of course, your guy, Altair, is way, way too arrogant. Of course, he does both of those things. And,
he kills innocents?
Yeah. The first time you see him, he kills an old man. Yeah.
Okay.
And then
that kind of sucks.
Turns out that they're trying to, like, recover some kind of ark. Possibly the Ark of the Covenant. Don't know. They don't get it because Altair fucks up, gets one guy killed, gets another guy maimed. Yeah.
You're already kind of behind the ball.
Yeah. Well, and then one of the things that you have to do is like take this leap of faith where your guy, the leader of the assassins group, is trying to prove that all of his men have no fear and will do anything. And so he's like, yeah, my men will go to God. He's like, go to God. And they all jump off this ledge off of the castle, and like, aw, damn, and now I died. Well, that's a really short game, and it turns out you don't. You jumped into a big thing of hay. So one of the things that you have to do after you get to these viewpoints is you have to jump off the building, and you, for whatever reason, there always seems to be at least a batch of hay. Sometimes
somewhere,
a little batch,
and you have to land on it?
And you land on it.
Because if you don't, you die.
Well, no, you don't have to aim. You just have to jump off the building. You always land in the hay. And so sometimes it's like, okay, that hay pile is maybe 2 feet wide. How are you, a 5 foot guy, landing in a 2 foot wide pile of hay every single time?
And not dying.
And not dying. You're jumping off of what looks like a 4-story building and into a pile of hay.
Wait, all these baskets fall on the hay?
Yes.
Or just you?
No, they all do.
Oh, okay.
And one guy breaks his leg, but,
okay, I was just curious.
But
because
as you go through the game, you have to take these leaps of faith where you jump off the building and you land in a pile of hay.
Wow.
And you're just like, wow.
That's fucked up.
Okay. Like, there was one time I just got tired of it, so I was watching my friend play it, and she's like, all right, you ready? You ready? I can't take this shit anymore! Oh, wait, yes, I can. And then he lands in the hay. And you know, he'll just say like weird random things every time, because he literally, there was one area where he had to do all the viewpoints first, and there were like 9 viewpoints. So
he had to keep jumping off these buildings.
Yeah. And he's like, all right, well, that didn't really do me any kind of damn good.
Oh, wow.
So I think that there's a lot of depth that was put into the game.
Maybe too much?
Yeah, if you jump off of a place that's too high, you will die, and your body will actually crack and bend like a human body would.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, that kind of detail is there, but, man, I'm hoping that as you get, you know, past the initial level, that it will pick up a whole lot more.
Right.
Because right now, it's really, really boring.
Like, If I was to get an Xbox, hella awesome, Rock Band, I would probably rent Assassin's Creed. And when it came to the point where I had to do these, like, leaps of faith, I'd probably go, this world has put me in so much despair. Because remember how I was talking about Solon, Mr. Despair, who was always trying to kill himself?
Yeah.
And then I would jump off the building. And then when I landed on the ground, I'd be like, I could have died! I would totally say that every time I had to do it. I would. That would not be old to me.
That's funny.
But visually stunning, I liked it because I was just watching. I was letting my hands that were throbbing just, you know, relax and do their thing.
Right.
But I don't know if I'd buy it, but I think I would rent it to see if it's something I might like, because you might not like jumping off of buildings, but apparently I kind of find it to be kind of
interesting. I like jumping off of buildings, but if I'm jumping off of a building, okay, and it's like a 4-story building, and I land safely, I want to either be a fucking superhero, because that would make sense.
But superheroes don't fall, they fly.
Not every superhero has the power of flight.
No. That's true.
Okay. All right.
That's
Flash
true.
Can't fly.
No. But did he ever jump off of buildings?
He runs down them.
Yeah, see?
But
Superman can
he
fly.
Runs down
Batman
them.
Batman has his bat jet.
Okay, but Batman can't fly. If Batman
no,
wants to jump off the building,
you know, the
he would put his little glider.
From that.
But see, that's the thing. Like, if I had, like, hand glider wings that popped out from my back and I glided down to the ground, that would make sense to me. Because that's what Batman does when he jumps off a building, or he uses a rip cable. If I used a rip cable or even just rappelled back down the building,
that'd be pretty
like,
cool, too.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, that's fucking cool. I'm jumping off of a building into a pile of hay. And there's just, like, inconspicuously piles of hay.
One of these days would be funny. It would be like, he does not know this, but we've placed a very large blade
Altair.
In hay.
We've replaced Altair's pile of hay.
Hay with a pile of hay with
a bear trap in it.
Oh, a bear trap.
The difference.
That would be awesome.
Spring.
Could you imagine, like, if they did bloopers? It's like, we wanted to see what he'd fall into best. It's like, we tried a barrel of fish. That
yeah, it didn't
work
so much. We tried a pool full of Jell-O, and it was cute, but not really We wanted to go.
Yeah, we tried a lion's den. That didn't go very well.
Yeah, we lost a few Altairs on that one before. We that was awesome. We tried a bed of porcupines. Ouchie.
Bed part, yes. Porcupines, no.
Yeah.
So then the hay. We thought, hay.
And we figured, what the hay? And then we were like, hey.
Hey.
Let's try
good
hay.
Idea.
And that person is now VP at Ubisoft. So we go Ubisoft. Yeah, Montreal.
Good job. Yeah, you so know, giving you a thumbs up right there.
Yeah, I think that Assassin's Creed is definitely worth a rental. Definitely worth a rental.
A buy, we cannot say.
I'm not sure yet. I'm not sold on it yet. Rock Band, if you have a next-gen system, is definitely a buy. Whether it's PS3 or Xbox 360, you cannot go wrong.
I would say get an Xbox 360, guys, because as much as I love PlayStations, I don't know how happy I am with the PlayStation 3. Personally.
Yeah, we'll come back to that one. Definitely Rock Band is worth a buy. I'm not so sure about Assassin's Creed.
Rock Band, it's so awesome.
So if you do get Rock Band off of our recommendation, here's what I'd like you to do.
I'm asking for Santa from Santa.
Have you been a good girl?
Yes.
Are you sure? I thought you've just been a girl this year.
No, I'm a good girl. Okay. I'm a good girl now.
So if you do get Rock Band, here's what I'd like you guys to do.
Rock out.
Well, duh, on the rock out. But also use the hit us up link on the website. And tell us what your band name is.
Yeah, because if I get one for Christmas, because Santa's going to be so awesome, I'll play with you. I will sing. I will sing for your band. You know how awesome that would be? Like, fucking awesome.
You have Pandalicious on main vocals.
Fuck yeah.
Ninja Sister on bass.
That's right.
Panda Santa.
That would be... That'd be awesome. Right. But anyway. Right now, I don't have... So you can just play with Ninja. You don't have to give her a booster seat to play the drums.
You know what? Fuck that. And that's not even where I was going. And fuck you for saying it. No. But let us know what your band name is. And what I'm going to do is, whatever I think, or I guess whatever we think, I'll bring you in on it. I'll let you get a vote. Is
oh, yeah,
the best band name ever, you'll win candy. And a t-shirt. Candy
for your entire band.
And not only that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a t-shirt design in our cafe press store with your band's name on it.
That's awesome. Now, obviously, guys, you know, you got to be careful with profanity.
Yes.
We're not putting any pictures of boobies on the shirt.
So your band can't be called Cock Tits, all right? You can't do that.
That'd be pretty awesome, though. Like, Cock, C-O-K-O-K, and then T-I-T-Z. That'd be awesome with a backward Z. That'd be cool.
You can't call your band Cock Tits.
Cock Tits! Live in Boston at the Apollo.
They would go at the Apollo. But no. Best band name gets candy, wins a free t-shirt with
and
their
then
band
we customize the t-shirt just for your band.
And then we'll make that band shirt available in our store. So you get a free one, but you could actually have the other members of your band buy them.
Buy
and
their matching shirts. And then you guys can go to school and be like, yeah, we're a band.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, what do you play? It's like,
Rock
I
band.
Play the drum kits. Yeah, that's right. Like, what do you play? Rock Band. You can act all cool, and you can get some groupies. Yeah. Make sure they're clean groupies, though.
Yeah,
you don't want no dirty, skanky groupies.
No dirty, skanky groupies.
No.
That's
no,
how.
No, no.
That's how you get the syphilis, people.
That's how you get the... I had to do it. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. All right, so with that, I'm going to have to say that you definitely want to keep hitting us up on the website, people. Let us know what your band name is. You could win candy and a t-shirt.
And ding. No cock tits, please.
No cock tits, please.
No, could you imagine the emblem for that, though? Like, it would look like a cock, and then the balls would be tits? That'd be pretty awesome. Cock tits. Come on. You have to believe the symbolism, and that would be really funny. it could be a unisex band, and like the lead singer could be like a hermaphrodite. That'd be pretty awesome.
Okay, all right. Your brain's going in the wrong places, so I'm going to do some business before you explode with creativity. Hit us up on the website. Use the Hit Us Up link. Let us know what your band name is. Again, you can win candy or a custom t-shirt. Candy and a custom t-shirt. Hit us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or use our short address, which is panda.
ESH.movie.
That's
ESH.movi.
And make sure to tell your friends about all the cool-ass shit we have on the website. Comment. Let us know if there's something that you'd like to hear about or something that you'd like to weigh your opinion in on. And we will gladly get back to you as soon as we possibly can. Also, don't forget to check out our sponsor because they are pretty freaking sweet. Velocity Micro, makers of custom home, mobile, and gaming machines. If you need a machine that can run Vista Ultimate, which is the only version of Vista you should run, you should check them out at velocitymicro.com or your local Circuit City. With that, I think that we're done.
Yeah, I think we're done too.
I think we're going to have to call this one toast.
I think it's toast.
What are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to get 4 different pieces of toast, and I'm going to color them with different color markers, and I'm going to take some wooden spoons and pretend it's my drum kit. Because I'm not cool enough to be in the cool crowd who can play a rock band right now.
What are you going
to
use for a pedal?
Tong. Tong.
Oh, if you break some of Mom's tongs, I'm going to laugh my ass off.
I know, she'll be like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, playing rock band.
I play rock band. I want to be
it's time
a band.
It's my solo, bitch.
I pay money to see that.
No.
Yeah, the only thing I have to say is that the sticks are, you know, they're cheap sticks. So they do have a little bit of loose wood minded, so I had to rub them down a little bit to get the no splinters on.
Rub down your sticks.
But definitely rub down your sticks or go to your local guitar center and get you a nice pair. It's just wood.
Man, if you're going to be a professional rock bander, you should get professional drumsticks.
Yeah, you should.
But then again, for the money that you're spending, you should probably invest in making a real band. But... For those
no,
of us who
because
are not...
you're gonna blow more than $170 on just getting a good guitar started.
Yeah, well, my lovely little Fender Strat acoustic cost me $250, and see, he still sits
in the corner. Yeah,
because I can't tune him, but he's very pretty.
But anyway,
what are you doing with your toast?
I'm gonna take my toast actually and take some of this leftover turkey and make an open-faced turkey sandwich.
And then what are you gonna do? Play Rock Band, you bitch.
I wasn't gonna say it.
Yeah, I don't have to see you to know what your deal is, okay?
I'll make a deal with you. I won't play Rock Band today. How about that?
Liar.
Will that be enough? No, I swear, I will not play Rock Band today.
You do realize that if my Rock Band sense tingles, I'm going to call.
No, you don't.
Get off a Rock Band!
Dude, you don't even have to do that because I'm going to a concert tonight.
Oh. Well, of course you're not going to play then, because you're not going to be fucking home.
I told you I wasn't going to play.
Fine.
But I won't play during the time that I should be getting ready for the concert either, like I was originally going to do.
Okay,
good.
Not going
to touch it.
Fine.
All right.
Awesome.
Deal?
Yeah.
Feel better?
Mm-hmm.
Good. As
Merry
always. Ho, ho, ho. As always. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
We're out.
Bye, guys.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Thank you, Bruce. If I just leave and maybe I'll come back later and we can lay down the cowbell.
Come on, baby.
Gene, wait. Why don't you lay down that cowbell right now? With us. Together. Do you mean that, Eric?
Speaks for all of us.
Thank you.
Babies, before we're done here, y'all be wearing gold-plated diapers.
What does that mean?
Never question Bruce Dickinson.
Roll it.
1, 2, 3, 4.